Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
TRE in the afternoon with Anna Glavinsky.
So if you're looking for the antidote to screen time for your kiddos, well, Louise Wanier might actually have the answer for us. She's an author, and the books that she's got out are beautifully, beautifully illustrated. She's talking to us about tree spirits around the world. Louise, hello. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you absolutely perfectly loud and clear. Your first book was Tree Spirits. So you've got the sequel that's just come out now. The very first idea for Tree Spirits, what is it all about and how did you get inspired in the first place?
Well, it's a very strange thing, my dear, but I have been seeing spirits in the trees since I was a little girl in London when I went to Chasebridge School in Twickenham, not far from the big stadium. But for me, trees come alive. I see patterns everywhere, not just in the trees, everywhere, really. But for me, it's about what the imagination does when I see the patterns in the trees or the patterns in other things. They come alive to me. And for me, this book was about seeing what other children saw. And when my nephew and my niece visited me, we ended up spending the whole afternoon running around looking at all the trees and them finding their own tree spirits. And so they gave me the confidence to say, well, perhaps children would enjoy this. Perhaps they would enjoy it. So Tree Spirits is about beginning the journey of starting to use your imagination, think about what you see and really look closely.
To be honest, I was not expecting that as the answer, but it's really, really lovely. And it's, you know, how did you develop your imagination to be looking out for these tree spirits yourself? It's really captured me. Is it, you know, did you know that it was your imagination, or, you know, did you grow up really believing and connecting with actual spirits in the trees?
I don't know how imagination happens. I've been a creative entrepreneur all of my life. And the gift of getting just that little bit older and now having grandchildren has been to begin to play with children again. And I think it's the inspiration has really come and developed further. And I've allowed myself to be that artist. I've allowed myself to let my brain just go where it wants to flow, if you will. But I do end up, I've also done quite a bit of meditation. And I will say that coming still and seeing things clearly, your mind can start to really feel present with what is actually here in our world. And I don't want it to sound so mysterious, but I am finding that the children come alive. I had a teaching specialist yesterday. I was reading with a school in North London, just a regular state school. And there were about 100 children, I suppose. And the teachers were watching them become engaged with this book. And they observed afterwards that these are children who are often not engaged. They're not responding. And yet somehow she was curious as to what I thought it was. And I said, well, because I'm really interested in what their ideas are. And I encourage children, I encourage parents, let the book just read itself. Like, just, this is the easiest book in the world to read because you discover and read it together.
And it's actually written through the lens of Tilly the Mouse.
In the first book, Tree Spirits, I don't have another lens. But in this book, Tree Spirits Around the World, I decided that the curious mouse, who is one of the spirits you meet in the first book, that she would take a trip around the world and introduce you to the spirits she finds in and you find together in the different countries around the world. And Tilly has little things to say. Sometimes she says things like, boy, I hope you've got some ideas about what you see, because to me, it's just an orange band and some markings over there on the tree. So they're just different ideas. And she also teaches you a little bit, points out things sometimes about the tree species, sometimes about the country where the tree happens to be. And the book represents many countries that I've had the fortune to be able to either cycle in or visit through the years. And I've always taken pictures everywhere. Sorry, I'm going on a little bit too long, perhaps.
No, absolutely. I'm captivated. I love it. So this ultimate book, Tree Spirits Around the World, you take in 10 different trees from different countries. How did you pick out which trees you wanted to use, which countries you wanted to use, and how did you use the trees to tell a story of a bigger picture of those places?
Well, it's a really big question you're asking, but it comes down to, well, which pictures and which trees did I have? And in my journeys, I usually take hundreds of pictures in each place. So I had quite a lot, or possibly thousands of pictures. I think I've got 10 or 20,000 pictures of trees already in my computer, in my phone. But I picked the places that I found interesting and that I thought I would represent where you could go by boat, because Tilly, like the Wind in the Willows, takes a trip by boat. So it's all these countries have got to be reachable by the sea. And all of these places happen to be mostly small countries, although I do touch in America and I do touch in England, where I'm from originally. But they're mostly small countries and interesting places in those countries. And then three countries are countries I wanted to include, but I didn't have pictures from. And honestly, people who cousins and friends and other readers who have referred me to photographers. I have one photographer, Tammy Bernstock in Australia, that submitted a picture to me because I've never been to Australia. And a girlfriend was going on a photography exploration in Costa Rica. And I said, could you take some pictures down there and see if you can find one that has this sort of an affect? And she sent me a load of pictures. So three of the pictures are contributed and credited, but the rest are from my travels. And they were what arrived out of what I found.
It sounds like it became quite a collaborative effort in the end. Could you just talk us through, perhaps, just pick out one of the trees and one of the places from the book and describe it a bit to us, and tell us a little bit how it works in the book.
Yes, all right. Well, I'll just take the first one and I'll read you. So the front cover is actually from Patagonia. It's the wonderful mountainous area of Chile and Argentina in between those two countries, and spans across both countries. And the picture, the photograph, is of a mountainous region of a tall, larch tree. And the book opens with the question, what do you see way up high in the tall, larch tree? And then Tilly says, the best journeys in the world begin in places like this. I'm really interested in what you see. What do you see? So the first page gives you the photograph, which is a full color photograph. And then the children and you, as reading with them, can imagine, what do you see when you look at this tree? What do you see? And you just look at it for a while and see what comes to you. And then when you turn the page, and Tilly says, when you turn the page, I'll share what I'm seeing. And so you turn the page, then there's an acetate clear cover that overlays the photograph that has a drawing on it, an illustration of what I'm seeing. And in this case, I'm seeing a big gray wolf howling wildly.
Wow.
And how do you imagine he's feeling? I imagine he feels joyfully free. And I've not got the words exactly because I'm not reading the book right now and not remembering exactly which words I put in the book, but of that order, excuse me.
And then do you put in some information about the tree, or do you just keep it all sort of a little bit abstract and imaginative?
It's mostly abstract and imaginative, but then in Tilly's voice, on some of the pages, Tilly gives you information about the tree or about the place, or, for example, one of the characters, one of the spirits that we find is a lemur. And what's interesting about lemurs, and I didn't know this till I wrote the book and I started researching, is that the word lemur comes from the word lemur, and lemur means spirits. But nice. I saw the lemur before I knew the connection to spirits.
Wow.
And also that the particular lemur that I'm seeing is a red brushed lemur, which has a claw, two toes on its right claw that it uses to brush its coat, its furry coat. So I put in little things like that. And then there's some resources in the back of the book, which you can use to research the different countries and organizations. And I think the other big point here is to really connect children with nature and to really give them opportunities to think about the importance of all the different aspects of nature and the parts of our world that we need to protect and we need to take care of.
Well, I'm definitely picking up on, you know, this idea to harness more love for nature. But I do have a question about, you know, this particular book being about tree spirits around the world. Did you also feel that you wanted, and I don't know here, but to get any messaging across to kids about how different people, different cultures exist around the planet, you know, connecting people, diversity, opening their eyes to the world as a bigger picture?
Well, you said it very, very well. Exactly. Precisely. I mean, I feel in my life I've benefited from the fact that I've been able to travel and even as a child travel and meet and see many different cultures and perspectives. And Tilly says in the beginning, would you come on a journey with me to see all the different possible lands and possibilities and perspectives? Because that's exactly the point. And it's only when you travel that you open your eyes. And in these countries, I've cycled in through villages, through parts of the world that I would never see as a regular traveler, because we're on a bicycle, we're able to go out in the countryside and see many parts of the world. So yes, I'm trying to encourage children to do that for themselves and to realize that the world is a big place and there are many, many different parts of us and different perspectives.
Well, it sounds absolutely lovely. How rewarding does it feel for you now to have it out there and being received and being read by kids and getting their responses?
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's for me, it's a chance to kind of renew myself and my own spirit. And now I just want to work on many more. So,
well, that leads me to my final question. Where do you suspect that Tilly will be traveling to next?
I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that it won't just be about trees.
Oh,
it's going to be many, many other places that we see the spirits and imagine what's possible and understand our own feelings as well.
It sounds absolutely beautiful, you know, sort of poetic, creative, a chance to connect as well, you know, little ones with their parents or grandparents or teachers who are reading with them. It just sounds so nice. Louise Wanier, that's the author who I've just been speaking to now. Her book is called Tree Spirits Around the World. You can get it on Amazon or check it out on the Talk Radio Europe bookshop. Louise, thanks for joining us today. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.